Good morning, Oregon. Today is Tuesday, 30th of November. In studio are Andrea, Yahalo, Mike, and volunteers from Russia, France, Nepal, India. Right now it's mostly cloudy with 23 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is chance of rain, overcast, with a temperature range from low 26 to high 29 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from northeast with 28 kilometers per hour, and chance of precipitation is on 30%. Heat index is on 33 degrees Celsius. In the afternoon we can expect a thunderstorm or two, and the chance of precipitation is on 70%. Moon is vanishing crescent, and the 35 of it is illuminated. Yesterday was a meeting by members of the International Advisory Council with the residents on their report of last days and their notes and conclusions about the progress of the community. Here's the excerpt of Mr. Dudodien's observations.
Because we are supposed to advise, big word, advice. How do we advise? We come here 3 days, 1 week maximum. We move around. Some of you gently come to brief us on things. We meet many of your group in a speedy way. And the time of interaction is always very short. And after that, we formulate recommendation, advice. You have to say that it is not, we are not very happy that their type of relationship, which is in our mandate, is not simple to implement. But as you know, we have a big love for you and Oroville, and we try to contribute or do whatever we can. So on this basis, I just would like to share with you three points of our meeting, our minute you already read. 1 point I shared with the governing board also, and Karan Singh, is that the extraordinary picture which come from outreach program. Not only the diversity of what is going on here, complexity, but also the implications of some of Oroville's achievements. And here I come back to my fundamental interrogation, which is our dilemma. Because clearly there are two processes going on in Oroville. One is a visible process of building the city, building a city from scratch without any model, navigating in the unknown with human complexity. Certainly we can grasp the building of the city, the structure, the institutions, what is visible. And try to advise. But we know that the most fundamental process is the inner process of transformation. It is not only the out expression of what you have been doing, which are absolutely fundamental. But we have to try to grasp that other obscure side of the inner transformation, because this is the one which is so fundamental. I think it is something which personally motivates me. Whenever I take the floor, I wonder if what I'm going to say is in line with a complex inner experience of Orovillians. Now, on this basis, two reflections which are expressed in some part of our report. One, the implication of Oroville's achievements. I take one example. We are in a context of a world context where religion is a very sensitive issue. Religion is now very much politicized. Religion is instrumentalized. The spiritual factor is being absolutely instrumentalized. What profoundly motivates you is a question mark in the world now. So on this basis, I was very much fascinated by one Auroville achievement. Because in this context, when people are propagating the conflict of civilization, trying to oppose Christianism and Islam, Buddhism, etc., creating a scenography of war and conflict, men and women of goodwill are doing whatever they can to show that there is no conflict. There is a dynamic of interaction, something, progress, setback, etc. One of the achievements of Auroville is what the Earth Institute, SATPREM, did in Saudi Arabia. SATPREM was selected as the winner of a competition to build the second mosque of Riyadh. Riyadh is the second city of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a country of the Wahhabit brand of Islam, the most rigorous one, which is nourishing some of the what we call fundamentalists. I don't like the word, but let us use it. But Saudi Arabia felt good to take somebody, SATPREM, non-Muslim, not a Saudi citizen, to build a mosque. It is a big thing. Amazing. The implications are immense. And I don't know if Aurovillians are seeing that what they are doing has profound implications on interreligious dialogue. But this is not even seen in the outside world because the Saudis are not talking about it. They have their mosque, a nice one. Aurovillians are not talking about it because they may not have seen the implication of this fact. It is huge, immense. So it should be known. And Aurovillians should also very much reflect on what its significance is.
At Cinema Paradiso, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. an Italian movie, Vogliamo anche le rose, We Want Roses Too, made in Italy in 2008 by writer and director Alina Marazzi, and it is a documentary in Italian with English subtitles. The film portrays the changes brought on by the sexual revolution and the feminist movement in Italy during the 60s and 70s. It looks at the recent events from a female point of view through the first-hand accounts provided by the diaries of three women that are visually supported by archival footage of the periods from various sources. Anita, Teresa and Valentina come from different regions and social backgrounds, but share the same feelings. They no longer feel part of a society based on the patriarchal family, on the power of husbands, and on the supremacy of males, which requires them to be efficient mothers, obedient wives, and virtuous daughters. Tomorrow, the same place and time, you can see an American movie, War Dance, made in 2009 by director and writer Sean Fine and Andrea Nix, and the film is documentary in actually English, with English subtitles. Set in civil war ravaged northern Uganda, this best documentary Oscar nominee follows the lives of three youngsters who attend school in a refugee camp and find hope through a rich tradition of song and dance. Coming from a world in which children are abducted from their families and forced to fight in the rebel army, these kids give in their all when they travel to the capital city to take part in the prestigious Kampala Music Festival. In Letters on Yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The peace liberates from all dependency on outer contacts, it brings what the Gita calls the Atmarati. But at first there is a difficulty in keeping it intact when there is a contact with others because the consciousness has the habit of running outwards in speech or external interchange or else of coming down to the normal level. One must therefore be very careful until it is fixed. Once fixed, it usually defends itself, for all outer contacts become surface thanks to a consciousness full of the higher peace." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourvilleradio.org.